Saturday morning. I'm getting in the car. I make some last-minute adjustments to my beard and pull my red hat over my head. I look beside me and my husband, Larby, is dressed in the exact same white beard, red hat, and red jacket. We look at each other and we smile because it's December, we're in our Santa suits, and that means it's time to race.
This is the Shakeout Podcast. My name is Michael Doyle. I'm the editor of Canadian Running Magazine. And this week, a Christmas-themed episode. The holidays are about tradition. They're about getting together with friends and family and sharing experiences and creating memories. For runners, that often means plodding along alone on the side of the road at Christmas time while you're visiting, say, your parents, and trying to get in miles while others are enjoying all sorts of food and drink. But Joan Chung, our producer, has a different Christmas tradition. Joan, tell us about what you do every December.
Every December, my husband and I put on a Santa suit and we race a 5K.
But you're not alone wearing a Santa suit and racing this 5K. What is this race?
The Run Waterloo Santa Pursuit is a local race, and it's in its sixth year. It's small, but it's an exceptional race because for the entire run, you must wear the whole Santa suit.
Okay, so what does a Santa suit entail? I mean, I'm picturing the red pants and jacket.
You're right. There's a jacket, red pants, there's a Santa hat, a black belt, and of course, a big white beard.
So, why is it that you started running in a Santa suit with your husband?
So, I get an email from this guy I know from running races together to see if I want to run another race dressed in a Santa suit.
And what did you say to him when he asked you that?
Well, he promised that it would be the most fun I'd ever have wearing a Santa suit and that I would get to keep the suit afterwards. So, I said yes.
Wait a minute, have you ever worn a Santa suit before?
No, and that was kind of the tricky part of his promise.
I see, clever. So this race gives out a Santa suit the first time you sign up?
Yes, that's correct. You get the entire suit, and you get to keep it for subsequent years if you decide to race again.
So first year, tell us a little bit about that experience.
So in the first year, we were pretty late to the race start, and we get to the parking lot, and the parking lot is already filled with hundreds of runners dressed as Santa Claus. So I run down to the start, and I meet my friend who brought my suit. And as I'm taking it out of the bag, I very quickly realize that there's no way this suit is going to fit. It's huge.
Right, so this suit is kind of a one-size-fits-all thing.
Exactly. I think there was a youth size and an adult size. And as soon as I took it out of the bag, I knew that this was the adult size. And the adult size was about two times too big.
So nevertheless, you put the suit on. You're standing at the start line with hundreds of other Santas. And the gun goes. And you start running.
I start running. And almost immediately, the oversized pants fall down.
What do you do next?
Well, I grabbed the pants by the waist and tried to run with one hand holding the pants.
Did you actually finish the whole race?
I did. I finished the whole race, but at that point, the jacket also started falling off, and it was basically like running without the use of my arms.
Why is it you came back the next year?
I think after the race, I started thinking of all the mistakes that I had made, and I really wanted to come back the second year as sort of a redemption race.
Wait a minute, you got competitive in terms of racing with a Santa suit on.
Yeah, I think the Santa run is great because it's at this time of year where a lot of people are not in serious training blocks, and it's kind of a fun, silly way to still be competitive. And so, yeah, I was a bit competitive even about this Santa race.
So the second year you come back, and you've got a plan. You're thinking about it in advance. Where do you keep the suit?
I keep the suit in the basement. It's kind of out of the way where a lot of our old sports equipment and Halloween costumes and Christmas decorations go. All that stuff you don't really use except once a year.
And you and your husband, your now husband, you both own a Santa suit that you race in every year. Are they the same size?
I believe they are the same size.
And how tall is he and how tall are you?
I'm 5'4" and I think he's 6 feet tall. So it's quite a difference.
But going into year two, you modified your suit.
Yes. And so I figured that the trick was to use safety pins and duct tape. And so what I did is I rolled up the pants, I pinned them up, I pinned the entire jacket so it was really tight against my body, and then I used duct tape around my waist. And I think the key modification that I made the second year was to tuck the Santa pants into my running tights so that they wouldn't fall down.
The key is modifying the suit. You cannot wear the suit as is. That's a big mistake.
Yeah, so many rookies.
That is a rookie mistake. Your pants will most definitely fall down.
What about the feet?
That's why I tucked them into my tights.
I think the biggest problem is the jacket falls.
Yeah, it's huge. You gotta pin it everywhere. And like, I think I got whatever the smallest possible size was, and this is what it is.
This is our life.
Have you ever thought about getting the Santa suit professionally altered?
I have not, but a funny story is that one year when I was waiting in the start corral, I overheard one of the Santas saying that his wife had actually measured the suit and altered it so it was a custom fit for his body.
So this isn't the only Santa race in Canada or the world, really. What's the biggest race in Canada?
The biggest one in Canada is in Burlington, Ontario, and it's also a 5K and has over 2,500 runners.
Have you ever thought about going to the big show in Burlington, Ontario instead of running your local one in Waterloo?
It's a possibility. I like the one in Waterloo because it's so close to home.
And what about the biggest in the world?
The world record was set in 2016 in Virginia Beach, and that's a 5-miler. And at that race, they had over 5,000 runners dressed as Santa.
And so this year you go back. It's your fourth time
running? It's my fourth time running. So my Santa suit is 4 years old.
How does a Santa suit smell now that you've run in it four times? Do you get it cleaned?
I do not get it cleaned.
Depending on how bad you smell, I may not do a cool down.
I'll take the suit off.
It's a pretty typical race morning. We chat about what we're going to wear. And our friend Rob was also over for the weekend and planned on doing a cool down with me.
It's like, what, 4 years old? Mine's 4 years old.
Mine's 1 year older.
Yeah, you're 1 year older, just like we are in human years.
No.
Our Santa suits have the same age differential as our ages.
It doesn't smell, to be quite honest, because usually it's cold outside and you're only running for about 20 minutes at a time, and then you take it off and put it away for the year.
So how did you do this year?
Well, as in other races, I kind of treat this race as a real 5K, and so I wanted to do like a warm up.
You warm up in your Santa suit?
We warmed up in our Santa suits as we went to the race. So it was about a mile warm up for us from our friend's house to the start of the race.
So you leave your friend's house, you're dressed up, you're all dressed up in Santa suits, and you're running over there as Santa Claus is. So the gun goes off, hundreds of Santas start running, including you and your husband. Who is the faster Santa this year?
My husband was the faster Santa.
But you were first female Santa.
First female Santa.
And what are your tips for any prospective Santa suit runners?
I think the tip is to pick up your suit ahead of time and try to make it fit on your body as best as you can.
Is it hot? Is it like really hot running in the Santa suit?
It's a little bit hot. So I think the key is to dress as though the Santa suit is like a running jacket. So just wear thin layers underneath and the jacket will mimic a running jacket.
Do you feel like this has become a holiday tradition for you?
Yeah, I think I can't really see us not doing the race every year at this point. I'm not sure if that's because we've just done it each year. I think it would be strange if we didn't do it one year.
Have you packed the Santa suit up and put it away for another year?
Yes, it's already been packed up.
So, until 2018.
Until 2018, when we run again. Thank you for listening this week. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at the Shakeout Podcast, and be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed listening to this and our other episodes, please leave a review for us on iTunes. We are bringing you this podcast weekly. If you like it and are wondering how you can support us, please subscribe to Canadian Running Magazine in print or the digital edition. This certainly helps us bring you more great content. We would also like to thank the Ontario Media Development Corporation for their contributions to this podcast. Thanks for listening.